I've got a country for you about...
Yes, sir.
Things that were made for the World Cup.
Things that have been made for the World Cup. What have you said? What have you got?
Well, I don't know if you can name the shop.
Name the shop, sir.
Yeah, Superdrug. And they're selling condoms with the England, with the St. George's Cross on them.
Are they? Yeah,
right. On the condom itself.
I'm one of the few, and I know this is completely contentious, and but I'm one of the few who really laments the burgeoning condom industry all of its self-satisfied smug. Absolutely, it should be a filthy secret. And if they are for sale, just make them one colour, one thing, in barbershop.
One size, preferably.
In barbershop. Exactly,
not be forcing us to make choices about size.
Then super drugging go and get a world. I mean, would not, even in this day when women are under pressure to like football, would not the moment be lost? I'm looking outside of gay relationships here.
When you hold it above your head and sway from side to side.
Stretching it out.
No way.
Nobody wants that, do they? And of course, you know, imagery of dragons being slayed and stuff. We don't need that. What's your view on this, by the way?
Are you wearing it now?
What?
You're not wearing it now, are you?
I'm not wearing it now, no.
I suppose you could get into the ground with it. It's one of the ways of getting Earth.
It's a nice thing to wear over your head on the terrace.
Well, you could blow it up once you get in there, I think, and actually legitimately hold up, because when I was out in Italy, as I say, when we were at the 1990 World Cup, and a very confused policeman, I've told this story before, but a very confused policeman, you have to believe me, when England supporters were being locked away in parks and stuff. Do you remember that? They were putting everyone in parks and saying, it was absolutely disgraceful treatment. But that was before football became hip and, Cool Britannia and everything. That was when playing old football and football supporters, and nobody gave a tinker's cuff. Anyway, so going into that stadium, walking in, there's two policemen stopped us, and my friend had to go with one, and I had to go with the other. And they took my shaving bag, which is all I had on me. I was going straight off afterwards. And they emptied it without even looking, straight into a bin, all my razors, everything. And then just gave it back to me empty, and I had a flag on a stick. And everyone had flags on the sticks, all the Germans had it. And they took the flag off the stick, threw the flag away, and gave me the stick back. And I could not figure this out straight. So I'm walking into the stadium, and all of a sudden from behind me, attention, and then he took the stick off me and gave me the flag back. And behind him, his sergeant was standing and giving him the skunk eye. Oh, how many times have I told you? Take the stick, keep the flag. And I did it wrong.
At the European Cup final, they were taking away the flags, but you were allowed to have the official flag sold inside the ground.
Well, who's doing this now? Isn't there a team doing this?
The clubs in England, I can't remember what it was.
That's it, there's a team doing that now, isn't there? Okay.